Thank you, Chair. At the outset, I would like to begin by expressing my appreciation to the High Commissioner for his remarks, as well as the Director for her presentation on the global appeal for 2024. In the face of a complex crisis and the increasing needs in displacement, my country has reaffirmed its commitment to shoulder a greater burden and enhance responsibility sharing in various UNHCR meetings and other forums during this year. Our commitments are directed towards more quality funding, including unearmarked contributions, and placing a greater focus on the inclusion and resilience of refugees and displaced persons in host countries. Additionally, we will continue to support the returnees in the origin in the countries of the origin. Against this backdrop, the Republic of Korea is glad to make its pledge for 2024, which amounts to $28.4 million, including around $18 million in unearmarked contributions. It is a tripled amount compared to last year's total pledge of $9 million, as well as being almost five times of the previous unearmarked contributions of $3.8 million. Among multi-year funding is a strengthened support toward refugees' resilience and solutions in countries such as Burundi, Ecuador, Mauritania, Myanmar, Niger, Pakistan, and Uganda. In addition, the pledge for the next year will not exclude additional humanitarian contributions to UNHCR. My country will also consider further support in response to urgent needs in the course of next year. With these increased contributions, my country expects the UNHCR will continue to enhance its performance and the quality of its reporting, ensuring the report contains enough details and information beyond the simple narratives. As underlined by my delegation several times, result management is the key to fostering more trust among donors, and it will lead to expanding quality funding. Chair, as we approach the second Global Refugee Forum, just a week away, my country hopes that this forum will mark a turning point to reverse the aggravating trend of displacement by our collective efforts, and we will continue to work together with all, including UNHCR. I thank you.